The next patient is Mr. Kevin Church. Excuse me. The next patient is Mr. David Hoffman, Hoffman. David, this is the clinical case of a 69-year-old. White male. That is referred to the practice for evaluation of the CKD stage 3. The patient has no evidence of proteinuria. He has an estimated EFR that is 48. The serum electrolytes are with their normal limits. There is no activity in the urinary sediment. However, the patient has a history of severe left ventricular systolic dysfunction with ejection fraction of 20%. He has also a history of a very large inferior left ventricular aneurysm, significant disease of the ramus artery, 70 to 80%. Left anterior descending is chronically occluded. Left circumflex artery is 80% blockage in the mid of the vessel. And the first marginal is 99%. The patient is not a candidate for surgery. He has a life vest and if anything, this patient is a patient with cardiorenal syndrome, period. Number two, the patient has been treated with the administration of allopurinol 300 milligrams once a day and also colchicine 0.6 milligrams because of the tendency to have a gout flare-ups, and the patient has disseminated tophi all over the body. Period. The comorbidity associated to uric acid is a severe comorbidity. If this uric acid is playing a role in the heart disease, must be a consideration in the decreasing the estimated GFR is another consideration. This patient has failed the treatment with allopurinol, and he should be considered for the administration of Krystexxa, K-R-Y-S, T like Entango, E-X-X-A, Krystexxa, period. The patient is going to have an appointment with Dr. Torres, the cardiologist, period. And we are going to communicate with Dr. Torres and hear his opinion regarding the infusion of Krystexxa in this case. Following number. The patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to smoking. The patient continues to smoke five cigarettes a day. The pathophysiology and the importance of avoiding nicotine abuse was extensively discussed with the patient, even more in the presence of this severe cardiomyopathy with systolic dysfunction. Period, he was emphasized to quit smoking. Following number, the patient is taking Farxiga and furosemide. The two of them that have a synergistic effect, this patient is very well compensated. There is no evidence of a peripheral edema. The patient is 6 feet 5 inches tall and weighs 184 pounds. Period, we advise him to follow the body weight at home in order to manage the fluids. Instructions were given. The patient understood that if he noticed increasing the body weight progressively, he has to restrain himself from drinking copious amount of fluid. And vice versa, if it is under his ideal weight, he is supposed to drink more because otherwise he could run into dehydration. Following number, history of arterial hypertension that is under control. the blood pressure reading today, 104 over 70. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is treated with administration of atorvastatin 40 milligrams every day. Following number, vitamin D deficiency that is treated with supplementation. We are going to reevaluate the case, and we are going to submit the paperwork to the insurance for the administration of Krystexxa. I invested 25 minutes reviewing the referral, in the face-to-face 35 minutes, and in the documentation 12 minutes.